Pacific Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. With record high Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin, a new antibody treatment aims to provide seasonal protection against the disease by offering passive immunity. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia. And right now, there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating. It will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.com.
It's time for Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East football is brought to you by Grand Ave Artifactory, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Sun Printing, Lapno Sports Bar, Compass Properties, The Mill Yard, and Northern Painting and Coatings. It's time now for Wausau East football on 98.9 WXCO. And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Live from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Jay Stadium in Merrill, I am Chad Holmes, joined by Newman Catholic High School head football coach Paul Micklick. Well, it's a significant game in the Great Northern Conference. The Wausau East Lumberjacks, coming off a 31-8 win last Friday night over the Medford Raiders, now are 2-4 overall. They are 1-3 in the conference, while the Merrill Blue Jays come in a very hot squad. They are 4-2 overall, 3-1 in the conference, winners of three games in a row, defeating Medford, Antigo, and then last week at Lakeland, a game where they trailed 14-7 in the second quarter, came back and scored the final 27 points of the game to earn the W. So Merrill in a very good position to make sure they're playing postseason football, but the East Lumberjacks still have some work to do. And Coach Paul Micklick, a windy afternoon here in Merrill. But let's start with the Merrill Blue Jays, because going into the season, they had to replace their quarterback and replace a couple of other significant performers from a team that made it to the Level 1 playoffs a year ago. I have to say that Coach Jason Wodzinski has his team playing exceptional football.
Yeah, they're getting better as the season goes on, and that's what you want as a team, as a program, and you want to keep on improving week to week and correcting the mistakes and the way it looks. They've been doing that. You know, to be honest with you, you can just kind of see the whole atmosphere here, and Merrill's always been good with the homecoming and things like that, but this atmosphere, you can see that they're believing in the program and what they are doing, and he's doing a great job of that, and they're going to be ready to play today. This is going to be a difficult game for East.
One of the things about Coach Wodzinski, and I actually talked to him about this during our interview on the Big High School Sports Show a couple of weeks ago, is that he's really been able to establish his culture. And you as a head coach, you see it all over the place where there's a lot of changes. It's sometimes difficult to establish that familiarity with a coach, with a program. and for the coaches in the program with the kids. He has done a job of building block by block, and every year this program taking steps forward. And again, it shows the key to stability, doesn't it?
Yep, and you know what? What program did he come from, do you know?
DC Evers.
Yes, he did. You betcha. You have that in you of how it should look and how it's supposed to be. He has a blueprint. Sometimes you learn as you go, but he had the blueprint all through his life. So he knows what it's going to have to take to get the program to where he wants it.
Wausau East Lumberjacks coming off a very impressive victory over the Medford Raiders at Tom Field, 31-8 a week ago last night. That snapped a four-game losing streak, but it was a game where the Lumberjacks were able to make the plays, and half a dozen different times they were able to stop Medford on fourth down conversions. It was a game where Medford ran the ball pretty well, for well over 300 yards, but the big plays, Wausau East was able to step up, and you know it as well that any football game, a handful of plays can make the difference, and boy, Wausau East, in those big plays last week, both on the defensive side and the offensive side, were able to make the plays, and I know it's being at practice this week, it really lifted the confidence of this group.
And it should. And I was last week, as I was out scouting there, I was following along in the game. And, you know, Medford had the ball three times inside the 20-yard line and in the first half and only got 6 points. And it was close at halftime, and then it kind of exploded in that third quarter. And that's the energy you need. You got a few little stops, like you said, and only give up 6 points when they have three times inside the 20. That's going to be a good sign for you.
And also, they started a sophomore quarterback. First start last week against a Medford program that's always solid. And Cam Rye really carries himself well. That's one of the things I noticed both watching him in practice and then watching him during the game. A young man that did not let the moment overwhelm him. And something we talked about with Ian Stahl on Wednesday night on the program is that everybody else also wants him to succeed. And when you have that buy-in from everybody, I think it showed up in a big way for East last week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters who the quarterback is. I think you're going to want to buy in that you're going to want that your quarterback to do good.
I'm saying for the first start. You want your buddy to be able to step up and do a good job.
You want to make some plays for him. You know how the best way to do it is? Have Ian Stahl run for how many yards he did. That's actually the best way to do it, and let him ease his way into it, make those easy throws and do those things that he does well.
And I mentioned the stability in Merrill. I think for Wausau East, one of the keys here in terms of becoming a competitive program, making the playoffs a year ago, trying to make it 2 years in a row here this year, is having Coach Tyler Kramer, having that person that wants to be at Wausau East, wants to build this program. And again, I think both these programs, in a sense, are building block by block, trying to build competitive programs that can be in the top half of the GNC, become perennial playoff teams in this part of the state.
And if you look at it, if you look at that conference, and if you're an outside person looking in and you have no idea what's going on with any of those things, you would expect those two schools to be perennial powers in that conference, just because of the numbers and things and the history and stuff like that. So there is that pressure of having that, and they really have stability, and that's the key. Stability, and you said the thing, he wants to be there. Coach Kramer wants to be there. He loves being there. He bleeds it, and when you have that kind of passion, good things usually work out.
For Wausau East today, I think the one player that they have to make sure to keep a close eye on, actually two players. You got the running back, Kanan Yankee, but I think the big play kid is Keelan Allen for Merrill. He has been able to make not only big chunks of yardage. I mean, you look at 15 catches, doesn't really jump out, but his catches are big plays. They are impact plays. And for Merrill to be successful, I think they need the big chunk plays from Allen. And for Wausau East, it's about trying to avoid those if at all possible.
Yeah, and he does it on the ground. They must do some jet sweeps kind of things with him and gets him to the outside. And I think he's averaging like 10 yards a carry on that for 208 yards. And he's got, like you said, 15 catches, 269. That's a lot. That's a big plays. And football, Chad, you know it as well as I do. Big plays win football games.
We're going to take a timeout, come back, hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Wausau East Lumberjacks. My conversation with Tyler Kramer coming up next. It's Wausau East at Merrill, Lumberjack football on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, the Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Wausau East High School football continues on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Already week number 7 of the high school football season. And this week, a Saturday afternoon matchup as the Lumberjacks take on the Merrill Blue Jays. I am Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Tyler Kramer. And coach, first of all, last week, you had talked about it. I don't get the sense that it was a shock last week because you had said that the guys had come out to practice. We're having a good time, having fun, working hard, and it kind of came together for your team last week, didn't it?
100%, and I think that's something that we've been looking for the whole season, and this is the first time we've really had everybody healthy, and we stayed healthy throughout the game, so I'm more than excited to see that for the rest of the season and really show everybody that we can compete with anybody in this conference.
Often in football, whether it's at the high school level, the college level, the professional level, wherever it may be, there are a handful of plays, and maybe last week maybe a little more than a handful of plays, where it's basically turning points. And it felt like every time you had a big play, especially on the defensive side, you had kids that came up big. I mean, it was really an unusual night in that respect where when you needed a play, you got a play.
100%. And I think that's something we look at. Explosive plays win games. I think the team that has more 20-plus yard plays or 25-plus yard plays generally wins in a game, along with turnover margins, some things like that. And when you start out the game hitting a 90-yard touchdown on your first play, I think it's getting the ball rolling downhill from there.
That was an odd first quarter, wasn't it, to have, you know, the way that they moved the ball. They moved the ball on the ground, doing what they do, but then you got that big play. And I know playing from in front last week was significant, wasn't it?
100%. And I think that's something that we've talked about in every single game so far this year. Our record doesn't reflect it, but we've been up. And being able to play up and deal with the pressure of that and not shutting down when a team scores on us. We look at like the Rhinelander game or the Mosinee game, I think are the two best examples of that, where they scored on us and kids are starting to hang their heads a little bit because they thought we'd come out and scored right away, and then it was a little less dominant after that, and we showed that we can play up. And I think the kids were excited. The energy was great on the sidelines the entire time. We had a good crowd at Tom Field, and you can't ask for anything more than that.
Cam Rye, first start as a varsity football player, and really nice start. I thought I've seen him on the practice field, he handles himself well. It looked like he handled himself well last week Friday as well.
100%. I think he went, 6 for 11, something like that, for 140. It's nice when most of it comes off of two plays. He had a pick mix in there, and it wasn't even on him, though I give Henry some crap about dropping that ball. But he stayed calm and composed in there. He looked like a leader, and the guys are accepting him well in that role. I think the O-line's loving having a young guy behind him. It makes him feel almost a little bit more protective of what's going on, and he's fitting into the role perfect.
That's part of the gig as well. For everybody else, and I talked to Ian Stahl about this on Wednesday, about when you have a younger quarterback come in for the first start, everybody has to take responsibility, and in some cases that can be a good thing, right?
Yes, and I think everybody knows that, and we've made everybody aware, we expect Cam to make some mistakes. It's going to happen, like the pick. Even Cam was taking a lot of responsibility for that and beating himself up on the sidelines a little bit. That's the flow of the game. If you don't turn it, you're going to have turnover. Every team in the country, from pro down to high school level, is going to have turnovers over the season and how to respond to that. But making sure everything's a little bit more crisp and we have somebody with a little less varsity experience and a sophomore and just younger in general behind us, because we know we got to keep it as clean as we can for him so he can do his job.
And the game seemed to build, I thought. And again, I thought Medford came out, they did some good things on the ground. Yeah, I get a little nervous about that. But as the game went on, it felt like your team got better and better as the game went on. Is that something you sensed on the field as well last week?
I think every time we had a takeaway, every time that we had an explosive play, you could just see the momentum was building. And then it started to pop a little bit. Like once we got that pick six, I think you felt the sidelines kind of explode a little bit. And Ian's 40-yard run for a touchdown, you felt the sidelines go a little bit. And it was just an awesome feeling the entire time. And keep building momentum like that is how we'll win games for the rest of the season.
This week, Merrill. And again, I mean, you look at this whole conference. It's just everybody can beat everybody else. And they're doing the job this year. And it's like it feels like a Merrill team that's been maximizing in a lot of ways. I sense a little similarities in terms that they can run the ball well. They can throw the ball well. They've made plays on the defensive side. In a sense, I think both teams can do a lot of different things. Is that how you look at this matchup this week?
Yeah, I think it should be a very competitive game. They're very, very well balanced, like you said. I think just a couple of their kids that we're looking at, like a Noah Klug is an absolute stud out there. A Keelan Allen's an absolute stud out there. And they've been able to do stuff on both sides of the ball that I found very impressive. I'm looking forward to a really competitive game this week.
That's the way it was last year over Tom Field. It was a last-second field goal for Geo to win it for you guys. As you look at what Merrill does both on both sides of the ball, what do you think they are the most dangerous aspect, and maybe what are the things that you think you can do on both sides of the football as well?
I think looking at them, similar to us, is that big play factor ability, and like having like a Keelan Allen who's kind of taken the top off of a couple teams here and there, and you want to not let them get momentum on the ground. They have a really big O-line, sound O-line, different O-line than kind of what we've played over the past couple weeks, and I think... we'll be able to manage it well if we stop the run early. As long as we don't let momentum build on the ground, I think we have sure enough on the back end of our defense where we'll be able to stop them pretty well.
Saturday game, a road game. I did a game last Saturday where West was at home, and Stevens Point had to travel. I think maybe that traveling at a different time can be a bigger change than maybe if you're just playing at home on a Saturday. How do you try to make sure that being a Saturday, being an afternoon game, it's so different than what you normally do to make sure that doesn't throw anybody off?
Well, I know the kids don't get super excited about, but we do an extra walkthrough on a Saturday morning. We do that if it's home or away, just to make sure they're not rolling out of bed straight onto the bus. We get them hydrated a little bit, have them eat here, something healthy, just to get them energized for the game, and just know it's the same kind of game that we're going with. It's just on a Saturday afternoon instead of a Friday night.
And finally, what are the keys for Wausau East to make it 2 in a row?
Keep the momentum going. And I think we've showed now with our kind of with our rejuvenated O-line, everybody is healthy, is we can run the ball with anybody right now. And as long as everybody stays healthy, the run game is going to create opportunities in the pass game and control the pace on offense and stop the run on defense.
Good luck against Merrill.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Head coach of the Lumberjacks, Tyler Kramer, will come back, get you set for the opening kickoff. It's Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Since 1981, Lotno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lotno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room, a great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lotno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m., just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Back again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Jay Stadium in Merrill as the Wausau East Lumberjacks take on the Merrill Blue Jays. Homecoming for Merrill. Blue Jays 4-2 overall, 3-1 in the conference. The Lumberjacks 2-4 overall, 1-3 in the league. Wausau East won the coin flip. They deferred to the second half, so Wausau East will kick off. Merrill will get the football first. A breezy day, a warm day, good crowd on hand. Both these teams like to run and pass, and this breeze is something we haven't seen much of recently. It's been pretty calm weather-wise. Do you think this will have any kind of influence on this game?
You know, weather always does in some form or fashion, and I guess it depends on how what your game plan is coming in. If you're trying to go downfield, if you're going short, or if you're going, you know, or the run game, it all depends on that situation. The kicking game is probably where it gets affected a lot too.
So the Lumberjacks will kick it off. They will go from right to left. Wausau East in the road, white jerseys with the red numerals, the red pants, the red helmets with WE in white on both sides. The Merrill Blue Jays wearing all blue. Blue jerseys, blue pants, white numerals, white helmets with the new look Blue Jay logo on each side. This is a different look than what
I've
seen.
I like it. I like it.
It's very sharp, very jumps out at you, that blue on the helmet along with the white. But glad you could be with us for high school football here in week number 7 on 98.9 WXCO. Kicking it away will be Gio Gomez for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Peyton Zimmerman on the far side for the Blue Jays. On the near side, think that's James Barker. Now the wind does make its first appearance in this game. Blows the tee off.
So, like I said, special teams.
Is there gonna, you yeah. go. And it truly is special teams that can be turning points in the game.
It's Keelan Allen. Allen. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. Allen, 17.7 yards per return. And Zimmerman actually has been the big one, nearly 30 yards. Oh, it's a little squib, but actually an onside kick. The ball is loose and covered up. Second straight week that Wausau East has attempted an onside kick to start off the game. Same against Medford last week, and here against Maryland. The Blue Jays will get good field position starting off at their own 46-yard line.
You have faith in your defense. They've been playing. They played well last week, and you try to take a shot and try to steal a possession.
You try to do what you did last week. It worked pretty well, a 31-8 win. So now the Blue Jays led by Cole Rudine, hitting on 49% of his passes, 591 yards, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Kanan Yonke, the top ball carrier for Merrill. He has rushed for 567 yards so far this season. Spread formation for Merrill. There's the snap. It will be Yonke on the right-hand side. Uses a stiff arm, 45 to the 50, near sideline and out of bounds. Close to a first down. It'll be marked at the Wausau East 45-yard line. And a good 9-yard pickup for Merrill on the first play.
Yeah, they have Noah Klug in the backfield, and Klug, I should say. And he's one of the best defensive players, but they have him as a lead fullback there. And, you know, where he goes, where he looks, the ball's going to go right behind him.
That's interesting because we see the same thing that East does with Kilby sometimes. Once in a while, they try to use these very physical influences on both sides of the football, and that's what we're seeing early on here for the Merrill Blue Jays as well. There's the snap. Again, with it is Yonke. Defines our room 45. Near sideline to the 40. To the 35. Cuts it back to the 30. And finally brought down near the Wausau East 25-yard line. Very patient on the run was Kanan Yonke. Picks up close to 20 yards and a Merrill first down.
They sealed the outside real well. East had it plugged up in the middle there, and he basically went from like a C-gap outside of that tight end and popped it out all the way out, and there was a huge hole there.
Cash Ryan Seafeld got the tackle for Wausau East, but very quickly, Merrill on the move. Just 3 plays into the game, 1st and 10 from the Wausau East 25-yard line. Ball on the right-hand hash. Blue Jays break the huddle, come back to the line of scrimmage. Cole Rudine looking over the defense. Yonke lines up to his left. There's the snap. This time it's a handoff. Trying to get to the corners. Keelan Allen, he is hit, and he's brought down back at the 30-yard line as Aiden Kilney got the first contact, but trying to go outside with the very dangerous Keelan Allen, but a big defensive play for the Lumberjacks.
Great play. He came from the backside. The 2 lead blockers were in front of him. He came from the backside to make that play. Good speed, good read and reaction, and he got back there playing downhill as a linebacker.
Boy, he's just been outstanding all the games that we've done. Last week he was stellar again as well in that game against Medford. 2nd down and 15 now for Merrill. There's the snap. Quarterback keeper, Rudai, turns it up 30, has room 25, near side to the 20, and brought down at the 17-yard line as finally Caden Meverden able to bring down the quarterback, Cole Rudai, just 2 yards short of the first down after a gain of 13.
Merrill right now is playing physical football. They're going to... They're trying to come right at you. They're tight as can be. Everybody's in that 6 to 7 yard box range, and they're coming at you. He hit the hole nicely.
You have to give credit to the right hand side of the offensive front right now because the plays to the right have had big yardage on all these 3 attempts early for Merrill. But now 3rd down and 2 for the Blue Jays. Rudine, Yonke up the middle. Yonke drags the tackler and falls forward just beyond the 15 to the 14, and that will be just enough for another Merrill first down. That's a situation where the Jacks put him in a good position, but able to fight from behind the sticks that time, Merrill, to get the first down.
Yeah, when you get that 2nd and 15, that's where you want to take advantage of it. Make them pass, make them do something maybe they're not as comfortable with. Right now they're going double tight, and they're coming right at you.
Very tight formation.
Very tight formation.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Really nobody out on the wings, wide receivers at all so far for Merrill. Cole Rudine takes the snap. Quarterback run. Right-hand side. Cuts it ahead. This time not a whole lot of room. Brought down after a 2-yard gain. 3 white jerseys there. Going down low is Aiden Kildee. Got a piece of that tackle. Also for the Lumberjacks, Xander Klein and Peyton Ness got a piece of it as well.
Right now, again, you said it. Those 2 guys on the right side for Merrill, the right guard and the right tackle, are doing a real good job. That time, East stepped up in that situation. They tried to go that right side, and they clogged it down pretty well.
So now a second down and 8 yards to go. Coming to the near sideline is Cole Rudai talking things over with the coach. And again, Merrill head coach. Outstanding job by Jason Wodzinski. You missed his conversation with me a couple of weeks ago. Go back in the archives for the big high school sports show. Very interesting talking about where his program is. There's the snap, handoff again, right-hand side, trying to get to the corner, cutting back and getting hit hard as going down again is Kanan Yankee and Ian Stahl. And it was interesting talking to Ian Stahl this Wednesday. He wants more time on the defense, and that time able to bring down Yankee at about the 8 yard line, a pickup of five, and it'll be third down and three.
And for everybody involved, the hit looked a lot worse than it was. He slipped. He slipped, and he got it on there. It was they actually had it all covered defensively, so he slipped when he was trying to make the cut.
Third down and 3 yards to go. Ball inside the 10 at the 8 yard line of the Lumberjacks. Ball on the right-hand hash. Yankee to the right of his QB. Rudai takes the snap. Handoff. Yankee right up the middle. Bounces off a man. Still fighting, but he'll be thrown down short of the first down. That'll be two, maybe 2.5 yards short of the first down. It's trying to start it right and then go back to the middle, but East was not fooled.
Yeah, it's definitely the way they have it. It's 3 yards, three plus. He got no yards. He had no yards in that game. That was a great job by the defensive front there holding the point of attack.
Fourth down, and this was where the Lumberjacks were outstanding last week against Medford more than half a dozen times. Rudai takes the snap. Rudai carries right-hand side, hit in the backfield, hit and brought down short of the first down. As coming in was Xander Klein to wrap up Rudai. A one-yard gain, and again, just like so many times last week, on fourth down, the Lumberjack defense comes up big.
Yeah, they, sometimes I'm interested always with this must be what they do. Looking at the stats, Merrill, that they had a little more passing game on there, and right now they did not show it. And again, they are against the win on this situation, the way it looks.
Nine-play drive, all as you said, all on the ground, and nine plays and started on the 46-yard line, so it was really methodical. But now we'll see the Wausau East offense for the first time tonight. And again, Cam Rye, the sophomore who played solid football last week. Ian Stahl, the running back, had more than 100 yards. And, of course, Caden Beverden and Henry Maas, are the two top receivers. So now the Lumberjacks, long field, first and 10 from their own 7-yard line. Cam Rye in the spread. Pistol look, actually, right behind him is the runner. And then handoff, left-hand side, Ian Stahl. Stahl is hit immediately. It's coming in for the Merrill Blue Jays.
And
that was Noah Klug.
Yeah. Exactly. You better 44.
Quite a battle between these linebackers today, huh?
I mean, I'm telling 44, Krug and Kild is from East. Is these two guys are fantastic linebackers.
7:38 to go in the first quarter. I forgot to even look at the scoreboard here. I haven't said it because it's not in sight line. 0-0 game. One of the things, if you don't have a scoreboard on the radio, so you have to mention it once in a while. 0-0, 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second and 10 now for East. Cam Rye, motion. There's the snap. Cam looking to throw. Now he pulls it down. He is hit. He throws it off one man and then is tackled at about the one-yard line. Had some initial time, but boy, then the second wave for Merrill came in there. Fortunately, he stepped up, and it'll be marked forward progress at the 2 for a loss of 5.
And they did have it covered. It looked like they wanted to go to the flat on that, and they had it covered nicely. And once he had to go to his second, third look, then it became a problem.
All right, you're an offensive play caller. 3rd and 15 from your own 2. That's not a very pleasant situation, is it?
Not with this wind going like this either.
So now the Lumberjacks back at the line of scrimmage. Lined up in the backfield this time is Caden Meverton. Stall behind the QB. Cam Rye takes the snap. Rye, handoff. And trying to find his way through the pile and sending a little bit of room beyond the 5 to the 6 is Ian Stahl. I lost him there for a second behind some few big blue jerseys, but able to find 4 yards, make for a better situation, but a punt situation with 4th down and 11 yards to go.
And, you know, you talked about the wind and stuff. Now this is going to play a part into it with field position.
So in his own end zone will be Meverden to try and punt it away. He sets up about 6 yards deep. And Keelan Allen will be back at the 42-yard line of Wausau East to return this punt. Here's the right-footed kick. Good kick. Boomer way back over the head of Allen. Rolls inside the 40, inside the 30, inside the 25, to the 20, to the 18, to the 16, and it finally comes to a stop. All right, 44, 54, 64, 74, 76-yard punt.
That's amazing.
Caden Meverden.
And I'll be honest.
With
I mean,
a 76-yard punt.
It was a 45 to 50.
It was 50 in the air.
Yep.
That is a huge, huge play to turn around the field position.
You flip the field. That's a huge play off of that. That's where special teams, again, you don't want to lose the game. You want to, you know, give yourself a chance. And when you do that, that's how you flip it.
They are going to take a water break here on this very warm Saturday afternoon. So we'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be right back. 0-0 with 5:48 to go in the first quarter. This is Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO.
From industrial coatings to containment systems, Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, proudly based in Wausau, offers customized solutions to fit your exact needs. Whether you're working on new construction or updating an existing space, our experienced team is here to handle all your painting projects with care and quality. Looking for tough, long-lasting floors? Our epoxy and urethane flooring systems are a great fit for garages, machine shops, aircraft hangars, and heavy-duty industrial areas. At Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, we believe in doing the job right and putting our customers first every time. Visit northlandpainting.net to learn more and get in touch with our friendly local team. We'd love to work with you.
0-0 game back from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Merrill takes over first and 10 from their own 18-yard line, and a hard count by Cole Rudai, and the lumberjack front will jump offside. But the 74-yard punt just a moment ago by Caden Meverden has put the defense in a better spot for Wausau East, but there's three yards for the Blue Jays. Will make it first and five.
And for this offense, first and five is almost like a putt.
It's Christmas morning for the Merrill offense here. Cole Rudai, running backs flank left and right, takes the snap. Quarterback run. Hines finds a seam 25 and then hit hard by Caden Meverden at the first down sticks at the 28-yard line. Kildee was down low. Meverden was up high. It depends on the mark. I think that will be enough for a first down. 6 yard gain and the six are moved.
They're trying to get to that space outside the tight end to the out of bounds line. The edge, it's called, and they're hitting that edge. That's where they're having their most success. It's not between the tight ends.
Big scenes, aren't there? I mean, yes, watching it from yes. up here, you can really yep. see those alleyways developing on that side of the offensive front.
And you said it right away, I think, after the first play. What side was that? That right side looks pretty good.
And the one time they went to the left, 5 yard loss.
Yep.
But now first and 10 from the 29. Rudai, handoff. Again, Yankee on the right hand side turns it up 30. Flag's down, second flag is down, and Yankee is down at the 37. It would be an 8 yard play, but those flags tend to be pushing the other way on a hold.
Yeah.
right in the midst of that. Right on the edge, usually, where they're looking as well.
Yeah. Two guys saw it.
Yep.
I'm always intrigued by two guys throwing the flag at the same place.
They're teams. They're a team out there, so they're saying they're supporting each other.
Oh, okay. All
the
right.
The first flag guy says, hey, the second guy says, yep, you got it right. That's like a pat on the back.
There's another football game.
And then the huge thing is the Bears are currently losing. Now you got first down and long. You got to use this right now.
Second time, this long yardage situation, as we talked about so many times, being behind the sticks in the high school game is so much more difficult than at any other level of football. So now back to the line of scrimmage come the Blue Jays, first and 19 from their own 29-yard from their own 20-yard line. Handoff, Yankee, hit in the backfield. This time the right-hand side does not work as the Lumberjacks break in there. Coming in and getting the stop was Logan Glavinsky with some help.
Yeah, Logan Glavinsky got off his block tremendously, and he actually, because he had to, because it was to his left a little bit. Again, they're going trying to get that alley area like you were talking about, and he did a great job from being basically right over the center,
yep.
coming down and making that play.
So big play for Glavinsky. Now second and 20 after a loss of one on the play. Coming to the near sideline to get the play again is Cole Rudai. 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Still 0-0 here from Merrill. The sun has gone behind a cloud, so on this hot day, probably a help to the team. Hand off again, this time left-hand side, and being brought down very quickly is Kanan Yankee. Falls forward to about the 23-yard line, only a gain of three. As coming in again was Logan Glavinsky with some help to bring down the ball carrier for the Blue Jays.
And Aiden Kildee was in there also.
Well,
again, the same, yeah, I would say they're the same names and same. It looks like East might have flipped their line a little bit to strength to see they keep rotating their line, and which is smart by their part, trying to even that out so that right side is not as strong for Merrill.
Well, now we'll see if Merrill goes up top for the first time. It is third down and 17 yards to go. Keep an eye on Keelan Allen. But, again, it's still a very tight formation here for the Blue Jays. Rudai does look to throw, has plenty of time. Now he's flushed to the right. He pulls it down. Now he's going to run 20 to the 25 to the 30, and he is hit down low and brought down at the 32-yard line. That time, Meverden in on the play. Also in on the play was Kildy along with Xander Klein. So it's a quarterback scramble for 10 yards, but that does leave them still 6 yards short of the first down.
And once he starts scrambling, he did have a few guys that came open deep, so East did a good job of containing him, making sure he didn't get.
Well, how do you use that? I mean, as a coach, because you see it, other coaches probably see that. Do you now talk to your quarterback to say, hey, when you do break the pocket, maybe have that
keep
last
your eyes,
look?
Keep your eyes downfield the whole time.
So now Wausau East should get pretty good field position after a punt. Caden Meverden sets up at his own 36-yard line. Here comes the punt. It's a low liner, bounces at the 41. And it will roll, and not taking a chance as Meverden. It will roll to the 31-yard line as trying to give it a push is one of the Merrill players. That is Keelan Allen. But the Lumberjacks will take over first and 10 at the 31. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter, and still 0-0.
And they flipped the field. So the last time they had the ball was 6-yard line that they punted from, and now they're getting at the 31. So East has got to be really happy with that possession defensively.
Makes it a lot easier to call plays when you don't have the shadow in the end zone, right?
Yeah, now everything's at your disposal.
So now the Lumberjacks and Cam Rye will come to the line of scrimmage. This time, it's interesting, but after watching Merrill all these plays, no receivers. Now the Lumberjacks have four receivers, three to the right, one to the left. Pitch out with it to Stahl. Has some room, 30. Cuts it back, 35. Puts the shoulder pads down and falls forward to the 38-yard line for a gain of seven. So quick once he gets that football.
Yep.
That first step.
And I like that play call because you're trying to go to the edge, going to the outside. It takes that middle linebacker away from being able to be the guy that makes that play. It's making somebody else make that play. So that was a good play call on first down.
Second down and three now for the Lumberjacks. Ball on the right-hand hash at the 38-yard line. Again, pistol formation. Three receivers right, one to the left. Cam Rye, hard count, takes the snap. Another pitch, right-hand side, Stahl. Stahl will be hit this time at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward to the 39, close to the 40. That will leave East about a yard and a half short of the first down. Played much better that time defensively by the Blue Jays.
And it was played better because, first of all, they went to the short side with that. The first down, it was in the middle, so you had a little more space. He had a little more space to wiggle there. Merrill did do a better job there, but it also was the field position.
But now a big third down situation. Big third down big. And 1 yard to go at the 40-yard line. Lumberjacks back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. Cam Rye starts the count, takes the snap. There's the handoff. Big opening on the right-hand side. Close quickly, but still Stahl enough for a two-and-a-half-yard pickup for Ian Stahl before he is wrapped up by Noah Klug. But it is a first down of the game for Wausau East.
Noah Klug and Ian Stahl are going to get to know each other quite a bit when he runs in between the tackles.
Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Now the Lumberjacks starting to move their way towards the midfield stripe. Trying to keep the football for a bit. They have not had the football a lot here in the first quarter, but still scoreless. So Wausau East back to the line of scrimmage. Sticking with the pistol. Wide receiver to the right. Tight receiver on the left-hand side. There's the snap. Hand off again. This time it is Cash Ryan Seafelt. Breaks a tackle, 45. Seafelt to the 50. Good hard running by Cash Ryan Seafelt to pick up 8 yards and get to the midfield stripe.
He did a great job of making that first guy miss. You talk as a running back, you always want to make one guy miss and at least one guy miss. And he made that first initial guy miss, which would have probably been for a no gain. Did a nice little jump step, hop there, coming back to the middle.
Talking to the coach at practice this week, he was so happy. Cash Ryan Seafelt was so happy last week to finally get back to running back because with those injured linemen, he actually moved to play some guard position with those injuries. So showing again, kids moving around to do what they need to do.
Wow.
That is the end of the first quarter. It is 0-0 between Wausau East and Merrill. Back in a minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Callan Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Chad Holmes and Paul Micklick back from Jay Stadium in Merrill. It is 0-0. Blue Jays had the big opportunity with a long drive to start things off, but now it's the Wausau East Lumberjacks moving. It is second down and 2 yards to go for East from the midfield strike. So it feels like East starting to work their way into this game.
Yeah, the more plays you run, the better you can feel about things.
So the Lumberjacks back at the line of scrimmage. Pistol look again. Caden Meverden to the right-hand side. There's the snap. That's Henry Maz, excuse me. Now looking down the right-hand side. One-on-one. Henry Maz goes up, makes the grab at the 20, and tackled at the 18. Nice job by Maz using his body. There was a little hand fighting, but he knew where that ball was. Good throw by Cam Ryan. The Lumberjacks now in the red zone.
And they had good coverage on it, D-back. And the problem is when he turned his head, that's where the separation happened, and he made a great catch. Henry went up and went and got it, high-pointed it.
Henry Maz was battling some injuries and missed a lot of practice time in the run-up to last week's game. He's been back full-time, and I know he's feeling a lot better, and the coach was saying that he expects him to be much more of a factor here today. So first and 10 from the Blue Jay 18. There's the snap. Pitch out. Ian Stahl hit in the backfield, and he is brought down for a big loss. As pinching in for the Blue Jays. Coming in and getting that tackle was Hunter Opper, 6'2", 195-pound defensive lineman.
Yeah, the DN there just beat a
six-yard loss.
Yep, beat the tackle there to make the play in the backfield. It's one of those where it's a tough hook block. If you make the block and you can get to the outside, then you can do some things. But he did a great job of getting around it.
Man moves the Lumberjacks back behind the sticks. Second down and 16 yards to go. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Again, Ian Stahl behind the quarterback. Motion from right to left. And now a whistle at the snap. And five more yards as getting further behind the sticks will be the Lumberjacks. It'll be second down and 21. We have a full start on the offense. Ball start on Wausau East, and that pushes the ball back to the 29-yard line. So it's first and 10 at the 18 now. Second and 21 from the 29.
Second and 22.
And it'll be interesting. Merrill must not have a kicker that they feel comfortable with because they could have tried a field goal there. And I know East kicker is really
Gomez
good.
Is very good.
Very good. You
and
know.
Merrill knows him very well because in the matchup between these teams last year, Gio Gomez hit a field goal at the gun to give the Lumberjacks a big win. Big. Meverden in motion to the left. There's the snap. Cam Ryan looking to throw. He'll be rushed. Steps up. Fires it. Ball is tipped. What an interception. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And not only does he tackle, but he also catches the ball. That's Noah Klug. But that was an amazing grab right off the top of the artificial ground.
Amazing. I think they're going to have a legal touching because it went off the lineman's head, right?
Yep. So the flag was thrown, but it was deflected and a dive and just pulling with great strength in the hands
to
make sure that ball did not hit the ground. And again, it was a big pressure by Hunter Opper, another play.
Well, they're talking to East right now.
Oh, well, maybe. Let's see here.
The penalty on the play is an illegal touch.
Yeah,
by
okay.
That penalty is declined. Result of the play is intercepted.
Well, that is just number one Opper with the initial pressure that really blew up that play. But what a grab as well.
And that was from the left side. On the run play, he was on the right side. This play, he was on the left side, and he just got around the edge, and he was in there on a blink of an eye.
So the Blue Jays had an opportunity in the red zone, could not get anything. Now the Lumberjacks had an opportunity in the red zone and get nothing. And Merrill gets it back. First and 10 at their own 31-yard line. 10:19 to go in the second quarter, and still no score. 0-0, but it's not been boring so far, has it?
No, entertaining.
Cole Rudai, who is yet to throw a pass, takes the snap. He'll run it. Gets beyond the first wave to the 35, close to the 36, and a gain of 5 on the play. And again, it's interesting. We looked at the numbers getting ready for the broadcast. Merrill has thrown the ball. They have not. It's not been like Medford last week where you kind of expect Medford's going to run it all the time. But so far, Merrill said, we're going to run this football. We're going to make you stop it.
Yeah, that's what they their run sets up their pass, obviously, as they go forward. And once they can establish that run game like they want, I'm sure they will sprinkle that in.
14 plays from scrimmage, a total of 71 yards on the ground for Merrill. Second down and 5. Snap again. Quarterback run, left-hand side. He'll be hit and brought down quickly, as coming in was Henry Moss for the Lumberjacks. Made a nice tackle there because it looked like there was going to be a little bit of a seam for Rudai. Perhaps get close to the first down, but Henry Moss with a nice tackle to hold him to 2 and make a third down and 3.
This is the kind of game that Merrill's saying, hey, we're going to put it on our offensive line and see what we can do. You know, Vince Lombardi, I think, would be loving this offense. Everything's in between the tackles there, trying to go straight ahead, and it's basically our line's going to beat your line.
So now the Blue Jays back to the line of scrimmage. Football right in the center of the field. Third down and 2 from the 38. Cole Rudai, now motion by Keelan Allen. Handoff. Leonke had a big opening right anti 40 to the 45 to the 50 and brought down at the 49-yard line. That time working again the right-hand side of the offensive front. Lots of room for a 13-yard gain and a first down.
But if you notice that Krug was on the left side there, and my guess is it was some new look, a new play kind of thing for them. To break the tendency. Yep, because I know I would be watching where 44 goes, the ball's going to go. And that time they went away from him.
It was interesting, again, putting Allen in motion that direction. It was almost like they were trying to maybe have that moment of confusion.
Yes.
First and 10 from the 49-yard line in East Territory. Hand off again. Yankee, big opening, 45. Gets to the 40 and then stacked up right there. That time up the middle, finding a room. A seam was Kanan Yankee for 8 more yards. He has 10 carries, 62 yards in the first half. And again, you talk about playing either from in front of the sticks or behind the sticks. Second and 2 really opens things up for a play caller.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see here. Maybe they'll take a shot to try to go downfield. Otherwise, you just keep on doing what you're doing because it's working. And the running back, he really hits those holes hard.
And on a day like today, it's a battle of wills. You try to physically try to break your opponent. And that's how it appears like Merrill's trying to do, at least early on. There's the snap, Cole Rudai. Looks, finds a seam, 40, 35, drags the tackler, and keeps going to about the 32-yard line. 9-yard pickup again, this time for the quarterback, Cole Rudai. 7 carries, 46 yards for Rudai. So between Yankee and Rudai, more than 100 yards on the ground so far in this game. And the sticks, again, are moved.
And that time, defense of the East really looked like they had basically 6 guys. It was a 6-man front. They had their 4 inside guys, and then they had those outside linebackers at the line of scrimmage. So you get past those guys, there's holes.
Yep, and you still have that dangerous dangerous receiver in Keelan Allen. First and 10. Direct snap again to the quarterback. Hit this time, but dragging the tackler inside the 30 to the 27-yard line is Rudai, getting hit by Brett Blaschka. But Rudai finished that run and really maximized the game for Merrill, because Jax actually played that one pretty well, but in the end, it gets 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, now you're saying almost 6. And it didn't seem like a play that was, I thought it was a 2 to 3 yard gain, and he got six yards. It'll be really interesting to see if they do a play action here.
I'm waiting for it.
You're kind of waiting for it, because they're really selling out right now in that front. East was that. There might have been 7 guys in the line of scrimmage there.
Just under 7 minutes to go in the first half, still 0-0, live from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Jay Stadium in Merrill. Second and 5 here for the Blue Jays. There's the snap. Rudai, this time looking to throw. Firing it on the right-hand side into triple coverage. Tipped in, intercepted by Caden Meverden. Boy, that was an ill-advised throw. 3 Lumberjacks there, and Caden Meverden, who had a pick six a week ago, gets another interception, and another drive is stopped by Wausau East.
And that was an incredible interception. It was tipped up and twice, I think it was, and he came down with it. Beautiful interception.
Yeah, he has got good hands. We see it both on the offensive side of the football and also on the defensive side of the football. But another pick, and we'll get another timeout on the field. Timeout with 6 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the first half. It remains Wausau East nothing, Merrill nothing. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
0-0 as we are from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth in Merrill. 6:41 to go in the first half, and man, some really incredible defensive plays in the first half.
And credit to East there, because they had, I didn't see anybody open. They actually had it covered, and I was waiting for that play action to work against them, and it didn't. They had it well covered, and a tremendous play defensively to get that interception.
And one thing I think the junior quarterback, Cole Rudai, and the coaches will probably talk about is that's 7 interceptions now on 79 passes, so that's been an issue. Oh, handoff, big opening up the middle beyond the 15 to the 20, and now to the 22, maybe 23-yard line. Cash Ryan Seafelt again for the Lumberjacks. He's come on with a couple of really good runs, and that is a pickup of 10 yards right to the line of scrimmage. Comes Wausau East, first down and 10 for the 21. Under center this time. Handoff again. Cash Ryan Seafelt pushes forward to the 25-yard line. So using the bigger back here now are the Lumberjacks. It'll be second down and about 7 yards to go from the 25-yard line.
Change of pace. They came back, and the first play was wide open. They did a great job of opening that hole, and they came back with the second one, the same exact play.
And trying to keep Merrill on their heels with that little hurry-up as well. Second and 7 now from the 25. Back to the pistol. That was the first play we saw under center for Wausau East. Now motion by Meverden. There's the snap. And it's a jet sweep. Left-hand side, Meverden trying to turn the corner, but could not keep his feet and run out of bounds after a gain of only one. Talking to the coach again at practice, he said this was something he wanted to do a little bit more of, get the ball into the hands of Meverden on run plays in addition to trying to throw it. Very dangerous, but that time Merrill did a nice job stretching it to the far side and not letting him turn it upfield.
And Coach Grundy always said, talked about playing the field there. They did the jet sweep to the short side, so it just didn't give him enough room to play with.
So now a third down and 6 yards to go. Ball at the 26. Cam Rye takes the snap, looking to throw. He has time. He'll fire it over the middle. A little behind Caden Meverden, trying to reach back with his left hand to bring it in. Was hit at the same time as making contact for the Blue Jays was Remington Skick. Incomplete, and now fourth down. Good effort by Caden, but that ball just a little bit behind the Wausau East wideout.
Yeah, he almost made a spectacular one-handed catch from the holding from the backside there.
So now the Lumberjacks will be forced to punt it, and it's if Caden Meverden has the same punt, he'll go to about the half-yard line as the first time around.
And he'll be in history, I think.
74 and a half yards from the